The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Tonight I'm going to offer a guided meditation during this half-hour sitting period. So allowing your body to relax. You might want to take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths and consciously connect to the relaxing quality of the out-breath. And let your breathing return to normal. And we'll just take a few minutes now to consciously go through the body and relax the muscles of the body. So relaxing the head and the face, the back of the head, the jaws, relaxing the neck and shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. And relaxing the chest and upper back. All the muscles around the rib cage, around the shoulder blades. Relaxing your abdomen and your lower back. All the way down into your hips and buttocks. And consciously releasing all the way down the spine. Seeing if you can relax inside your hips, in the hip sockets. Relaxing your legs, your thighs, your hamstrings, your knees. Your shins and calves. Relax your ankles, the tops of your feet, the bottoms of your feet, and your toes. See if you can connect to as much relaxation as you have access to. Allowing yourself to feel the whole body relaxed as much as possible. And seeing also now if you can relax in the core of your body. So relax behind your eyes, inside your throat, relax your heart, and lungs. Relax the diaphragm and the stomach. And the intestines. And also see if you can relax your mind, letting go of any ideas of anything that has to be, letting go of the past, in favor of just being here now, body and mind together. With whatever sense of relaxed attention you have, just connect with the fact that breathing is happening right now, wherever it's most obvious to you. See if you can recognize what sensations are associated with the breathing, wherever you're paying attention to it. There might be tingling or vibration, pressure, expansion and contraction, pulsing, movement. In connecting with the sensations of breathing, allow the attention to stay relaxed and soft. There's no need to try to force the mind into a very small space. Allow it to take in all of the other things going on, but with the focus on the breath. Almost as if there's a candle in the middle of a room. Stay with the candle, but know that the whole room is lit up. So stay with the sensations of breathing. Let's see if you can stay aware in a relaxed way of the whole body. And the mind will wander. And as soon as you recognize that, as soon as you have woken up into the wandering, relax again. connect with that relaxed attention as much as possible. And see if you can connect again with the sensations of breathing. At times, as we pay attention to the sensations of breathing, sometimes other experiences, sensations, bodily experiences, kind of pull our attention away from the experience of breathing. And if that happens, it's not required to pull our attention back to the breathing. You can instead allow the attention to take in whatever that experience is. It might be a pain in the knee or pressure or an itch. So if you feel any conflict or pull of the attention away from the breathing, it's fine to let go of the breathing and turn your attention to that thing. So now I'd like to explore that a little bit, even if you may not be pulled to another experience. I'd like you to allow your attention to rest on whatever experience, whatever physical experience is most obvious to you other than the breathing. It might be the pressure of your butt on the chair or cushion or bench. It might be a pain or a tightness in your neck or your back, or a stiffness in your legs, whatever it is. Just allow your attention to rest in that part of your body and notice what sensations you experience. There's no need to do anything with the sensations other than to notice them. What are the sensations? There might be pressure, warmth, coolness, pulsing, vibration, tightness, relaxation, lightness, burning, tingling. Notice what happens to the sensation as you pay attention to it. Does it get stronger or weaker or stay the same? Does it get bigger or smaller? If the sensation you're looking at, observing, if it disappears, just pick the next most obvious physical experience and put your attention there and explore it in the same way. As you're paying attention to the sensation, you might also notice some judgment or reaction, an emotion about the sensation, liking it or disliking it. Just notice that there's a difference between the sensation and the reaction to it. If this exploration of body sensations is compelling to you and you find it interesting and easy to be present for this, feel free to stay with this exploration for the remainder of the sitting. But if you're more comfortable, it's fine if you'd like to return to the breathing.